Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Researchers with the California State University Shark Lab say they've tagged 38 sharks last week, which is three times more than ever before during the same time. And those are just the ones they got and tagged. So this is there are just more sharks around. But the question remains, why? Could it be water temperature? Who knows? But that leads us to this topic. What's the scariest moment you've experienced in the water? Could be shark-related. Could be some other reason. But just scary moments. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-5567. And Ron is on the line. Hello, Ron.
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you again.
Tell us about your scary moment in the water.
Okay, it was about 1975. Me and a buddy of mine are surfing just the south side of Huntington Pier. We're out there all morning. Got a little tired. Waves were a little flat. Decided to paddle out off the end of the pier and just sit. Out of nowhere comes a blue shark, about 7 foot. It circled around me. I start screaming shark. My buddy's screaming shark. The people on the pier are screaming shark. My buddy starts paddling in, so the shark goes over to check him out. So I start paddling in, and pretty soon the beach cleared, and everybody was on the pier staring at us trying to get back to shore. And the shark came back over to me, and then it just disappeared. We never saw it again. Scared the hell out of us.
Yeah, was that? Did that wetsuit get a little warm?
Yeah, a little lumpy. A little lump in the wetsuit. All right, Ron, thank you so much. Stay on hold. Taking your scariest moments face off in the water. Next up, we have, let's see, Lewis. Hello, Lewis.
Hello. So, like last year, I went out to this lake over by Walnut with my ex-girlfriend, and we were riding jet skis. And I had never ridden a jet ski before, like in my life. Mm-hmm. And so her uncle comes up to me. He's like, hey, you want to go ride a jet ski? And I was like, hell yeah. And so we're walking over to like where the jet skis are, and then he was all like, you know how to ride one? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll figure it out. And then he's all like, oh, okay, good enough for me. And so he's teaching me like what all the buttons do, and then he has like this tether that attaches to your ankle, that attaches to the key in the ignition, kind of like how you attach a boogie board to yourself.
Right.
And so the whole theory of it was that when you fall off, you yank out the key from the ignition and it turns it off, right? But whatever. So I go onto the jet ski, and then I get a hang of it pretty quickly. I'm like, this isn't so bad. And I didn't know how deep the water was, but, like, that was, like, the least thing on my mind. And so there's, like, two areas, one where, like, you're just kind of cruising, and another one where, like, you go really fast, right? But that's, like, deeper into the lake. So I'm getting the hang of it, and I go out to, like, I'm getting close to, like, where all the people are going crazy, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not ready for that. So I try to turn around, but I don't balance properly, so I fall off the jet ski. And so when I fall off, the tether is still attached, but the key doesn't yank out of the ignition. This is like a really old jet ski, so the key is like stuck in the ignition, right? And I was going kind of fast, and so the throttle was left on a little bit. And so when I'm in the water, I'm like about 6 feet tall, and so I expect to like hit the bottom. And so when I don't hit the bottom, I kind of panic a little bit, but then right after, I feel like my feet just kind of like sweep up from under me, and I start being like dragged out. And I'm, like, in full panic mode. I can't breathe. I'm still under the water, and the jet ski's, like, dragging me further and further out, like, to the lake.
Whoa.
Where, like, the people are going fast. And, like, I cannot breathe at all. And so, like, eventually, like, I start to get kind of fuzzy. And then the next thing I remember was her uncle comes and brings me to the surface. And I take, like, the deepest breath of, like, fresh air I've ever taken in my life. It was, like, such a relief.
Have you been jet skiing since?
Yeah, literally like 5 minutes, like 10 minutes after we got back to shore, I got on again. And I was fine. Yeah. I won't do that again.
Guess you have to.
Next time, pull the key out all the way. Thank you so much, Lewis. Let's see. Next up, it's going to be David. Hello, David.
Hello, good morning.
Tell us
the scariest moment you've ever experienced in the water.
All right, so me and some friends, we go down to Huntington. We're sipping on a little bit of brews. Everybody's drinking a little bit. And it's all right, it's time to go into the water. So maybe about 10 minutes after swimming, we're the water's maybe up to our waist, we're kind of just all talking. Everyone's a little spread it out, and I kind of start feeling something around my leg.
Yeah.
And so I start thinking it's a piece of seaweed.
Let's hope.
So I start kicking all over, and next thing you know, I kick something, and I feel it slip away so fast. Within seconds, I hear somebody say, "Shark!" And it turned out to be a small baby shark. And I'm thinking, that thing was right next to us, less than 10 feet away from the people
kicked the shark.
Freaked the hell out of me. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Oh, David. Oh, John's got another shark story. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Let's hear your scary moment in the water.
All right, so every year, you know, throughout the year, I go fishing down on my kayak in La Jolla in San Diego. And last summer, we went out, typical morning, got out there early, about 4 o'clock, pedaled out, probably about 5:30, get to the fishing grounds, make some bait. And then I'm looking around, and I'm like, this sure is a lot of bait jumping out the water. So not really thinking much about it, going about my day. I'm like looking out on the horizon, and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of dolphins.
Oh. Like,
there's only... Wait a minute, that's like one dolphin. And then he gets a little bit closer. I'm like, that ain't no damn dolphin. And then look down, and then you just see like the great white smile. Because I don't know if you ever see them. They look like they're smiling. And it just cruises right by. And it's about a 10-footer. It's a little baby juvenile. Those are the worst ones, though, because they're curious. They don't really know what you are. So he's just circling around me and looking at me. And I had a fish dangling in the water and brought it on my kayak. And he really didn't want to go away. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to have to sacrifice you to the fish. So I dumped the fish into the water, and the
shark
paid it no mind, just looked at it and was like, nah, that's not what I want. And it just kept on cruising, following me. So I'm moving along, trying to get back to the shore just a little bit. And this guy's just like probably about 4 feet, 5 feet behind me, just following me. And then I feel like somebody like rear-ended me just a little bit, and he just bumped me and nudged me. And I was like, you know, it's going to be a short day. So getting a little bit closer. See another kayak out there. He's like, hey, man, there's a shark behind you. I go, yeah, I know. I'm gonna just head on in. You guys have yourself a good day. And yeah.
Hey, man, there's a shark behind
you. Know, the same thing happened to this guy named Jesus once. Say, he ran home.
On the way home, I had to stop by Walmart, you know, pick up another pack of lobsters.
All right,
it was
John.
A good one.
Well, I'm going to give you a prize, John. I'll give you 1 year VIP to HeidiandFrank.com. You stay on hold. Also, give one to Ron, who saw the 7-foot blue shark swim around his ass while he was surfing.
Jeez.
All right. Oh, Victor's got a cool story about experiencing animal life in the water. Hello, Victor.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
Story.
Yeah, I was down in Mexico, and I was surfing out there, and... Anyhow, I had a small baby whale, gray whale, come up to me and poked its head out. And I'm sitting there waiting for a wave, thinking, wow, this is great. Back to nature, looking out over the landscape. And the next thing I know, the mother comes jumping out of the water right next to me, or, you know, a couple feet away, and splashes down. I about pooped myself. I ended up flying out of the water like a bat out of hell. I didn't even try standing up when I finally caught a wave. I just laid on my board, and I just booked it in the shore as fast as I could and realized, oh, my God, you know, a little bit too close to nature. It was just a little too real.
How big was this? Was mama whale, if you had to guess?
Mama whale, if I had to guess, was at least a good 15 feet. She was pretty big. It really scared the heck out of me.
She was making sure you weren't going to bother her baby. Oh, my God.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what had happened. And, it was nice at the time. Like I say, you know, back to nature. No, I was the only one out, and it was really nice. But it definitely kicked me back into reality. It really brought me back down to earth.
Thank you so much, Victor. Let's see. VJ on line 6. Hey, VJ.
Howdy, howdy. I was learning how to water ski when I was younger, and it was the lakes in Florida. And so, of course, I fell, and you can't really get up right away, so you have to wait for the boat to circle around, and it was right by the sawgrass, and there was alligators in it. And so I'm, like, freaking out for 20 seconds for the boat to come around, and I never tried again.
I've never tried again. Just got in the boat and never tried skiing again.
At least not in Florida.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's scary as hell.
Yeah, and never again.
All right, VJ, I'm going to give you 1 year VIP to HeidiandFrank.com. Stay on hold. So we've had people experience sharks, whales, alligators. There's another scary story about scuba diving from Avery. Hello, Avery.
How's it going, guys?
What's your scuba diving horror story?
So I used to work for a company, and I was working night shift, and we had lost a big bale of one-inch cable for the project we were working on. So I was the only diver and required to go down and get it. And it was at night, had my light, had a tagline, went down about 30 feet, and found the bale, started tying a line onto it, but little did I know that the line was getting tangled around my VC. And for about 10 minutes, I couldn't get it off. I couldn't really see where it was, so I'm trying to, you know, untangle it. And then I don't know if bad luck was on me or whatnot, but the light went out that I had. So now I'm pitch black, 30 feet down underwater. God. I got maybe 15 minutes of air left, and I can't really, like, get out of my BC unless I completely remove it and go to the surface, which, Frank, you know, that's kind of dangerous at a certain depth. And so at, like, 15 minutes, and I'm starting to panic. Eventually, I was able to get it just quite enough, and I was able to kind of bob my head up into the water. You know, and I couldn't see my light. I mean, I couldn't see my knife, nothing. You know, it's pitch black, and I called over my coworker, and he comes over and cuts me out, and I'm like, not like hysterical, but, you know, I'm pretty, you know, wound up because I was just about to, like, suffocate essentially to death.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, I told him, got back in the boat. I'm like, you know what? Let's not mention this to anybody. No coworkers, nothing. Kind of kept it on the radar. And I've always kept it to myself because it was one of the scariest moments I've ever had diving. You know, I still dive, but, you know, I definitely
black.
Have proper equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pitch black. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
Light
and what's
out.
VC when you were like,
VC, buoyancy control device.
Yeah.
BCD.
Anyway. It's the thing that inflates you to go up.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing that holds the tank and everything else. So you can take that off. But it was wrapped around, so he was behind him.
Oh, so
he couldn't quite get
it. Well, I had the full face mask on, too, so it wasn't just take it out of my mouth. It was like I had like the talk into and everything like that. Like,
oh,
but I didn't have anybody to talk to because the unit wasn't on the surface.
God almighty. That gives me anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, Avery, I'm going to give you one of your VIP as well.
Stan. I actually already have one.
Well, sweet, Avery. Thank you so much.
His story made me sweaty. Like, that gives me that feeling of...
Yeah, that's part of that certification for, you know, advanced certification is night dive as well. And then going deep, and then also a night dive. But it was fantastic. I mean, there's nothing... I mean, night diving is so much fun. So exciting. Yeah, you do have your light. Obviously, like... using your flashlight in your backyard, Heidi, and you're shining into a corner, that's all you can see, and everything else is still dark, but underwater, it's just like complete blackness around you. And you're like, I'm down here with a light that everything else can see, too. Like, what's over there?
Hey. Oh, look, I'm lighting up your lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a pizza with a spotlight on it. She's like, look at me.
That's why they have signs out in front of restaurants that light up at night, so you know where to go eat. It's like, ooh, look, a Denny's.
Well, they're still open. Wow.
That's when you see the cool stuff, though. Night. All the stuff comes out. Let's see. Mike, his daughter was on his shoulders, and then she kneed him in the temple and knocked him out in the water.
Oh, no.
Eric was surfing, sitting on his board. Oh, had another. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, how you doing, you guys? Love you guys.
Thank you.
Tell us about that scary
Johnny,
moment in the water.
I can't wait to hear you cry when Trump doesn't win. Hey, my wife and I, my ex-wife, we used to go down to this beach trails. It's a nude beach, and we'd lay out and all that stuff. And I went out, paddled out, surfed. I'm in the water. I got a few waves and just looked down to my left, and there was about a half of a 9.5, 10-foot shark on one side. I looked to the right. I saw the top part of it. Huge shark. It just swam under me, circled, swam back towards me, and came up higher to the surface. And I laid down. And then it went down under me. So I turned around and started paddling towards the beach. I'm paddling as calm as I can, but I'm freaking out. I catch whitewater. And now for some reason, I feel like I'm a lure in the water. I'm freaking out. I look up to the beach and everything's going through my head. I look up at the beach. My wife's laying out naked. There's a couple guys up to the right of her, a couple guys to the left of her, just kind of seeing what's going on.
She had some sharks too.
For whatever reason. And I'm looking back over and this is all happening at the same time. So I'm looking over my shoulder at the foam. I'm like, just freaking out, and all of a sudden,
right?
And he's got a boner.
And I just started screaming. So for whatever reason, I started screaming my wife's name. I'm like, hey, hey, and I'm waving my one arm while I'm riding foam. So the guys on the south side of her thought I was yelling at them because they were looking at her. So they got up and started moving their stuff. One of the guys to the left, as I got out of the water, came down and tried to start crap with me because he thought I was yelling at him because he was laying on the beach staring at my wife. The whole thing was
Now, were you surfing naked as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why we went down there. Just freedom. Get those waves, nothing on.
I know.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you felt like a little lure.
I grew up late 70s, early 80s in Santa Cruz learning. That's when I learned how to surf. And you can surf naked. Get in there.
But you got your night crawler hanging out off your surfboard, just dangling down in there.
That was insanity.
I'm going to give you one of your VIP, Eric. Thank you. Stan, hold
on. Awesome. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Stan, hold. We'll hook you up. Mm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
We got to talk to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
Tell us about the scariest moment you've experienced in the water.
All right. Here, there I was. Sea story. I was a Navy diver, and we were up in Pac Northwest. The water's probably about 43 degrees up there, so you got to wear a dry suit. We were working on some can buoys, changing zinc anodes, and there's a pipe that goes in the middle of these cans. And apparently there was an octopus that was, because they're invertebrates, they can get into anything, apparently living in there. Didn't like what I was doing to his home, so to speak, and he came out and he wrapped right around me. And he was bigger than I was. And I could feel his, like, tentacles through the dry suit. And his eye was just staring at me through my face mask. I was in scuba. And I grabbed my knife, and I'm ready to dice this guy up because I don't know what he's going to do. And I don't usually get too freaked out about things in the water. I've been diving for years. And I grabbed the back of his head, and he inked me out. And then next thing you know, he let me go, and he was away.
Wait, he inked all over you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I grabbed the back of his head, and he blew ink all over me. That's one of their defense mechanisms.
So it's just like you're just kind of blinded, and then he can get away.
Yeah, if I grab something by the back
of it just caught it up the water.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like a James Bond smoke screen, you know?
an octopus, you got a batter.
He did his Batman.
Yeah, man, I came up to the surface, and anywhere where there's skin exposed, I had the ink on it, and you could see this nice, perfect circle around my face mask, and everything else was just, like, blacked out, and it was kind of greasy and oily, yeah.
All right.
It was, that was an experience.
I'm going to give you 1 year VIP, Dave, for the octopus experience. Stay on hold, we'll hook you up. My God, all the scary wildlife people are experiencing in the water.
Stuff I'll never experience, I'm realizing.
Because you will never get in the water. You're just going to skip
probably
it all together.
Yeah. I used to.
Never want to be on a surfboard naked with a great white following you. Nothing like that. Doesn't sound good.
No.
Doesn't sound exciting.
No. I can hear the story and live through people.
How about snorkeling into a school of stingrays? Would that be cool?
No. No desire to do that either.
Oh, that's what happened to Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Tell us about the time you went snorkeling.
Yeah, I was on the Kona coast of the Big Island, and I've snorkeled a few times, but I went out and was just floating, you know, just enjoying all the cool fish and just floating out there. All of a sudden, I feel like cold. So I turn around, I've hit the shelf. I look up, and the shoreline's like a half a mile away. I'm like, oh, I'm screwed. I am so screwed. But luckily, there's a point, and it's maybe a quarter mile away. So I start swimming for the point. I get to the point, and there's all these rock formations. So I snorkel around the corner of this huge boulder, and there's a school of manta rays. They weren't stingrays, excuse me.
Okay.
And these things are huge. They're like 12-foot wingspan.
God.
And there's like a dozen of them. And they're just swimming around. They see me, and they're like, oh, let's go check this dude out.
Oh, no.
So they come swimming over to me, and they're all coming up and like bumping me and touching me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die out here. I'm by myself. I'm a half a mile from the shoreline, so I just kind of put my arms down. I just kind of float there. They're just messing with me for like 20 minutes.
They're like a little gang that, like, you came into the neighborhood, like, what are you doing here? Yeah. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Who are you? Where are you from? What?
Yeah, I ran into the OG stingrays, you know, so it's like, okay, I just kind of hang out with them for a little while because I don't know what they're going to do if I try to leave. So I just float there, and it's like, okay, I got to get out of here. So I just kind of start like, okay, time to leave the party. I just kind of start backing out of the thing, and kind of just swam away and swam back into shore. It took a while, but I was just shaking like a leaf, man. I was pale as a ghost.
Wow.
So that was my time.
That was your manta ray story. Wayne, going to give you 1 year VIP. Stay on hold, and we'll hook you up with that.
Cool.
Thank you so much. Let's see. Put him back on hold, Eric. Yeah, Matt, this will be the last one to take for the scariest moments in the water. Hello, Matt.
How you doing?
All right, let's hear your story.
Well, I kind of touch upon that guy that was down in that nude beach about 2-3 miles south of there. I was surfing a spot called Old Man's right next to the San Onofre power plant, and it's well known that there's two great whites that swim right off the power plant. Well, one day, me and my buddy were out surfing, and I'm paddling out to go catch another wave, and I come up and over some whitewash. I go to wipe the whitewash out of my face, and all of a sudden, I see about a 16, 17-foot great white completely breach out of the water.
Good God.
About 20 yards in front of me. So, needless to say, I stood up. I said, did I just see what I saw? And there was a couple other people that were just south of me, maybe 50 yards, and they started swimming great white. I said, yeah, I saw what I saw. So I spun my board around, and I took... I got the hell out of there as fast as I could. I know they swim out there, but I ain't going to take my chances.
Now, was that a race to the shore from everybody who was out there? It's like, you don't have to be, faster. All you have to do is be faster than the slowest person.
That's
swimming.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to be the fastest.
There you go. I didn't take no chances, man. I said, yeah, I saw that. I spun that board around. I started paddling like crazy. Some whitewash came in. I caught that, and I took that all the way in the shore and said, I'm done for the day.
Yeah, I'm done for life.
Did you see Ray?
I ain't messing around with those guys.
And you're paddling your ass off. Thank you so much. Man, I'm going to give you 1 year VIP as well. That's a good story.
Really good, yeah.
For scariest moments in the water. Yes, it says sharks are staying off the coast of California a little bit longer now, according to the Shark Lab out of California State.
Well, would it still 100 degrees at the end of October? I mean, we should be cozy, chilly weather right now. Remember Halloween's would be chilly? I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, speaking of like people, near drowning stories, we also heard the scary moments in the water. There was a story about a Russian guy. He's being hailed a hero for jumping into the ocean to save a drowning man. He was on a pier and saw a swimmer out there struggling, and two other guys had jumped in to help this guy who was struggling, then they start struggling.
That's always the story.
So he's there left, and so he, what'd he do? He got out of his wheelchair.
What?
And hurled himself in and ended up saving the original swimmer. Yeah. Nikita Vankov.
Wow.
Got out of his wheelchair onto the pier and thrust himself into the water using his arms to keep him afloat. He held his breath and embraced the drowning man from beneath him to keep the man's head afloat. He was then pulled to safety and later told first aid workers that his legs cramped while he was swimming, the guy who was originally drowning. But the pier is where the incident happened, and it was the same one in which this guy, Vankov, who was the guy who was paralyzed from the waist down, lost the use of his legs 13 years prior on that pier while trying to save another man from drowning.
What? Come on, Frank.
I know.
Come on.
On that day, he fractured 3 vertebrae when he jumped in and has used a wheelchair ever since. So
maybe on land, he looks like a penguin. Penguin looks ridiculous. But then,
but would you do that? I mean, that's how you lost the use of your legs, was jumping off a pier and saving somebody.
What's going to happen now?
All right.
Yeah. He's like a penguin in the water. He's like so smooth and like, but on land they're like, I'm awkward. And then they get in the water and they're just like,
it's like a tadpole. Swimming around.
I mean, he must have amazing upper body strength now. 13 years in a wheelchair, so he got those guys out no problem. Wow.
Yeah, there's a hero. All right, let's get a look at traffic, Aki.